It's packed for about an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
People started making their way. And, you know, that's the that's always been one of the problems in Austin is there's so many entertainment options if the basketball team was having a bad night that the Drum could easily empty out or not fill up in the first place. Here it got filled up. It's just people started looking at their entertainment options, I guess, about halfway through.
Well, let's see. They were up by 20 with 7 minutes to go in the half.
Yeah. Well, so, I have to say that I found my entertainment options by about 8:40. Because every time I looked in, I went, that's not changing. What was the halftime score, Chase or Tommy?
It was by 25.
I mean, how many points had A&M scored?
20.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I saw. Just as I turned it on for the second half, I went, that would be a 20 right there by the home team.
Right, they got out of the teens.
Yeah, would all in all be not good.
With a couple of free throws, 45-20 was a halftime. Yeah.
So they had that going for them.
Yeah, there you go. So if you're looking at weather, this thing is just crossing into Houston proper. Okay, that's where it is. And so if you're traveling down there, and again, it's safe enough to drive. It's just it's windy as all get out. Now, if you're headed up in the other direction, most of that rain activity is moved out of Waco. Now, they do say officially they're still receiving ice pellets right now in Waco with a temperature of 31, so if you have to travel in that direction. And if you're going over toward Austin, it's clear that way. It's just going to be cold no matter where we go. We're going to have to get used to it. Now, what is Super Bowl kickoff weather? Do we know what that is up in Arlington?
If only there were some way I could find out for you, I'd be happy to share that.
Well, that'd be because it's I can do it.
No, I'm already on it, Scott. You continue. I don't want to impose on you.
Well, not at all.
Because you know that is interesting because I had the story earlier and I've got a little side story on it today. There are 5,000 fans that have paid $200. To watch the game outside on a big screen.
I see they got a chill factor of 13 right now.
There you go.
That's pretty nice.
I don't know how long it's going to hang around.
I don't know what wind chill you're looking at, but I got a wind chill of 5.
Okay, I don't know. Weather Underground was telling me 13 in Arlington.
Sunday, mostly sunny, high 57.
They're having a light snow mist. A light snow mist. Hey, look, they're from Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
Well, I don't know if you saw the quote from Mike McCarthy, the head coach of the Packers. He had a great... He got off the plane yesterday and said, sorry we brought the weather with us.
Look, they're playing indoors. But you're right. I mean, if you paid $1,000 to go stand in a parking lot to drink beer, can you guys drink beer when it's 32? I can't do that.
I don't drink beer anyway.
Oh, do you? Okay. No. Well, I just can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I drink when it's 32, but I don't think beer is it.
These Super Bowl people that are coming from, you know, hither and yon to Dallas where they're playing.
Where are y'all from? We're from hither.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm from yon.
You know, they're coming to Dallas, you know, where they're playing the Super Bowl in Dallas, you know.
Yeah.
God, the Chamber of Commerce at Arlington just have to be beside themselves, don't you think? Because everybody says the Super Bowl's either in Texas or in Dallas. Arlington is just not getting pub on this thing.
That's all right. They're getting hotel tax.
They're getting money.
But, you know, these people are coming down here, and they're thinking that, like Super Bowls of the past, that all the fun stuff, all the entertainment stuff is just right outside the stadium. No way. It's in Fort Worth, and it's at the Dallas Convention Center. That's where the NFL experience is.
The
NFL experience is in the Dallas Convention Center. And then there's also an entertainment venue in Fort Worth. I think there's people coming down here that don't realize that both of those properties are about 20 miles away from the stadium.
There's
going to be people thinking that they're going to go to the game about 10, 11 in the morning and park their car and go have all fun with their family and then just stroll on over to the football game. They're going to be in for a surprise.
Well, okay, but look, when they played in Glendale, Arizona, is that where the University of Phoenix Stadium is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't Phoenix, okay?
No.
That ain't right there.
So. But everything's kind of spread out, you know. So.
Well, guess what? The limo drivers are thrilled to death. They're doing just fine. Now, I don't know if you heard Sean Hannity's update today.
I did.
But the quote from Chuck Schumer, Chase, have you heard Chuck's description of the government?
No, I have not.
Chuck was sleeping during civics class.
All right, here's Chuck Schumer. This is the senior senator from the third most populous state in U.S. America.
You know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a President.
You dummy.
And again, we've had people like Nancy Pelosi say that natural gas is not a fossil fuel, and she's not exactly sure when life begins. She's Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
But those two things are not her job. I mean, being in the government is your job, Chucky. Don't know. Hadn't heard him crawfish back from that one yet. But
I'm sure he has staff that's doing some damage control right now.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're saving that one. Oh. Sorry it has that funky music behind it, but that's Chuck.
You know, we have three branches of government. We have a House, we have a Senate, we have a President.
Good.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. You keep up the good work there,
thanks,
pal.
Yeah, glad we have people who vote for you. U.S. Ambassador to China has handed in his letter of resignation. Guy's name is John Huntsman. We don't know him. He's the guy who used to be the governor of Utah. He's just titty right now. Huntsman became the ambassador because basically President Barack Hussein Obama wanted him out of the country because he considered him to be a political challenger. Well, now John's coming on back home and may, in fact, be a political challenger once again. Could enter the 2012 field. I don't know the guy, but who the Republicans have got out there right now, I don't see anybody. He's definitely got much allure, so maybe John will be the fellow. We'll see how that works out. A Gallup poll says that the president, for all the nice things that were said about the Tucson speech and the State of the Union address, really didn't get much of a bounce off this State of the Union address. 50% approval rating, pretty much the average that he's had. That matches his high back in May, but he didn't really get a big bump there. And did we have a bunch of people in the street this morning in Cairo? I didn't hear the news.
Oh, yeah, all over again.
Okay, well, they were going to have like a million-man march in the streets of Cairo. And, you know, we talked the numbers a little bit yesterday, and you said you were going to kind of try to mine the numbers. And I was reading this morning that there are many countries over there where 70% or more of the population is 30 or younger. I mean, it's a polar opposite from what we're dealing with as our baby boomers are aging. They have a very young population over there, and not just there, but in all of North Africa, and if you go on over into South Asia and Pakistan as well. So with those residents, the majority of them being under 30, that just is a different mindset. And they're frustrated and they're angry over the situation, and they feel like at this. I mean, if you'll stop and think about, if you're older, if you stop and think about how you felt at 30, you felt empowered. You felt like you should be you should have the tools that you need to go out and succeed, and that the world was pretty much, you know, yours for the taking. And they're very frustrated over what's going on over there, and that's why they've taken to the streets, I guess. And let's see what else is going on. I guess that Florida judge and that ruling yesterday saying that the health care reform law is unconstitutional, we'll be hearing a lot more about that. I did hear on Fox News this morning they're asking for an expedited ruling there. They want to go ahead and get this in front of the Supreme Court if they possibly could as soon as possible, because that'll be the next stop. As it stands, it can't get there until 2012, but the deal is the judge's name is Roger Vinson. He was a Bush appointee, and he is saying that, as a matter of fact, it's a little bit different than the Virginia ruling that also went against the law. It's even more sweeping than that one is, and Texas was one of 26 states that were a part of that. Now, that brings up the question, will anybody champion the cause of repealing requisite car insurance? Huh? How about car insurance? Because
I believe what you're implying is that perhaps we have trod down a slippery slope.
Would it be constitutional to deny medical assistance to the uninsured? Then how about as soon as you buy a car, you have to get that insurance and do that until the judge rules no, you don't, and then we could just have a whole bunch of uninsured mozons drive. Oh, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We may already have that situation, but that's okay. The next time you get hit by somebody who doesn't have insurance and maybe can't speak the language. Did I just say that?
You did, out loud.
Yeah.
That's insensitive.
Yeah, it is. Just remember that, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the old gander. It's 6:48.